Hey everyone, Mike Wobshall, NFL Network headquarters. I've tracked down Heath Evans. You can catch him on the NFL Network Total Access. Thank you, Heath.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us. Yeah, I wore my purple and everything.
I love it.
I'm a big Zimmer fan, so this is my support for Mike.
And when Heath played a lot of big games on a lot of really good teams, you played with Tom Brady.
Yeah, Drew Brees. I
wasn't going to bring him up.
You're not going to go to the 09 playoffs?
You guys crushed our dreams and our spirits that year.
I mean, we had no business winning that game in the NFC Championship game, I'll tell you that.
It haunts us. You said you're a big Zimmer fan.
I love him. I love old school toughness. I love when a coach comes in and establishes discipline. I love it when there's a proper chain of command. I love it when you see old guys, young guys, rookie, undrafted, superstars all respond to one personality. Mm-hmm. And I think Zim over the years, watching as a D coordinator and then playing against his defenses, you grow to kind of respect what he always put out there on the field. And then you wonder as a head coach why it took so long for him to get the chance, I'll never understand. Mm-hmm. But will he be able to take that demeanor of his defense and convert it to the offense and to the special teams? And then will he be able to get a fan base to buy in and a GM and ownership? And it's just been fun to watch.
Yeah, and that's a big part of being a head coach is being the leader, setting the tone, changing the culture and all that. But when you look at the X's and O's of Mike Zimmer, you know, when you're as an offense, you're lining up and what are you facing?
Well, I always think it's game plan specific. There's so many guys, head coaches, OC, DC, they get caught up in, this is my system, this is how we're going to do it, and every single week my system will beat whatever you throw out there. That's just not true anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, you mentioned Tom Brady and Drew Brees. Well, you got Aaron Rodgers inside the division. You look around the Cam Newton-style offense, like you can't attack Cam Newton the same way that you're going to attack a Drew Brees or an Aaron Rodgers. It just doesn't work. And so I think the thing that playing against a Zimmer defense and then now trying to analyze what they do every week is that it is different and that there is this mode that they go into of what does this team do well? How do they beat teams? And then how do we limit what they're doing? And so I love the mixing and matching of players.
Well, I bet you have to love Terrence Newman coming back to us.
You know what? I love old school guys that find a way to get it done. I mean, listen, we should get smarter as our tenure in the league goes on. And he's benefited from great coaching, too. And so there's a way that, you know, I was blocking people at year 10 that I had no clue how to block them at year 1. And that's what Team Newman will bring to the table. And then just the leadership aspect of he's seen a million things. And so if the younger defensive players are willing to listen, and maybe even some of the coaches, there's a perspective that we get on the field that these coaches, some of them have never had. And so you can't quantify great men and great leadership in this league.
Free agency, we went out and got a couple of offensive tackles, Riley Reiff and Mike Remmers. So tell me a little bit about those guys, you know, what you think of them stylistically, what they're going to bring.
They're nasty guys. They'll be a tough guy mentality. I think maybe a prideful mentality that some of the tape we had to watch last year in Minnesota was not a Mike Zimmer team. It definitely wasn't an AD-led team. It was kind of, I didn't really know what I was watching. I think this will get back to the basics of what the Minnesota Vikings fan have grown to expect out of a Mike Zimmer football team, for one.
Yeah, you know, you gain and you lose players every offseason, but when you look at prioritizing what you want to improve heading into the offseason, for the Vikings, it was certainly the offensive line. Adding two starting tackles is a good way to improve that. Last question here for Heath Evans. You played fullback, so I think you have an interesting view on this player that I'm going to ask you about. I like fullbacks and linebackers talking about offensive and defensive linemen because it's happening right in front of you.
Yeah.
Linval Joseph. Do you know how good he's been for us?
Another sack. First sack of the game. Back to the 25. Linval Joseph.
He has been a one-man wrecking crew the majority of the time.
So what's the key for him? What makes him such a good player?
Finesse and power. Like
very combined, rare, a rare combination.
Very rarely do you get, he's not Warren Sapp, you know what I mean? But he's that type of player. He's got this fast twitch mentality where he can make guys miss, where they get half a hand on him instead of a whole hand, and so then he wins the position battle initially. But then he has this power in his hips that can engage in an offensive lineman's chest and they get overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. And so the uniqueness of those two things, but he's smart. And listen, I don't know who taught him, and I'm sure it's been a bunch of different coaches, and it's some God-given ability just to see and feel that tight space. Because you talk about all these O-linemen and D-linemen flashing in front of our faces, the ability to, there's like millisecond decisions you got to make, for him to read offensive linemen scheme and be able to improvise and adjust in those like quick moments of time, some of that stuff's God-given, but he obviously studies, and then he's just a beast. Yeah. He's an absolute beast.
So are you. You got a great suit. Look at this. That's a nice suit and jacket.
I told you, broke out the purple today. Man. It's Minnesota Vikings day.
Looks really good.
Thanks, buddy.
Love it. Thanks for your time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yep.